This is my first attempt to publish something here. This story is kind of a favorite, and most of this actually happened. I hope you enjoy. It had taken us about a month to get all of this together, for you to find the right outfits, for us to find the right participants. Another couple had to be involved. They showed up for dinner. Dinner and entertainment, right on time. You were in the back still. We seated them and had small talk. They asked when dinner was ready, and I said, "I don't know. Give me just a second. Let me ask the servant girl." "Servant girl, come here." In you walked, in your French maid, well, half French maid outfit. The top bustier, of course, left your breast completely exposed, and the feathery bottom stopped at your hips, covering not one single inch of your freshly waxed pussy, or that beautiful little ass of yours. God, you were hot. "Servant girl, when will dinner be ready?" "It will be a while, sir." Immediately, the catcalls began from the other girl. "Oh, she's beautiful. We've got to have one of her. Where did you find her? Does she know any tricks? Let's show them a few tricks." "Servant girl, do as I tell you to. Stick your finger in your mouth and get it wet. Then take your wet finger out of your mouth and touch the tip of your nipple. Now, start making little circles around the very tip of your nipple. You moan a little bit as you begin to play with your nipple, it hardening under your touch, even though you're barely touching it at all. Without even being asked, you lick your other finger, and there you are, making tiny little circles, getting both your nipples hard. Servant girl, if you'd like, you can do more. Cup your breasts. Your whole hand goes underneath, both of them, squeezing and meeting them, trying to fulfill some desire that is building in you. The moaning gets a little more pronounced. "She's wonderful," the other girl says. "Tell me, can she do anything else?" "Well, there is one other trick we've taught her. Servant girl, go get your toy and let's show our guests." You disappear into the back and return with a glass dildo with kind of a base at the bottom, just wide enough where if you set it down on a flat surface, it doesn't fall over. You bring the glass dildo out. "Do as you're told, servant girl." You lay it on the corner of the coffee table, face me, with your ass and back toward the other couple. You slowly squat down until the head of the glass penis is right outside your little pussy. "Show them, servant girl. Show them what a good girl you are." You impale yourself on the glass dildo. Normally this would take some lubricant or KY jelly, but not today. Today it slides right in. Your eyes roll back into your head, knowing that they're watching you fuck yourself. "She's wonderful." "Show them more, servant girl." With your left hand, you hold the cock down on the table, that beautiful, clear glass dildo, and you begin raising and lowering your pussy over it. Every time you go down, you squeal a little bit. What a good little slut you are. How hot does it make you knowing that that couple behind you is watching you fuck yourself? This is amazing, the other girl said. Can she do anything else? Yes. Servant girl, come please your sir while you fuck yourself. The left hand, instead of holding it down, now picks it up. And you scoot in front of me on your knees, the glass dildo still being held inside of you. You unzip my belt, open my pants, and take my cock out of. You lower your warm mouth onto it. You can't believe how good your mouth feels. You use your tongue expertly to make large circles around my head. Then you jab it all the way in. I'm amazed you can get your little mouth open well enough to get it all the way in. You're such a good girl. Do as I ask you to now. You look back at the other couple, especially the girl, and say, "Ma'am, if you'd like, you can fuck me now." The other girl is ecstatic. She quickly gets up and puts her hand on the glass dildo and begins ever so slightly moving it in and out of your little pussy. She's getting a view only guys get. Your hot little wet cunt opening up every time she shoves that dildo in. It is only a few seconds after she starts that you come the first time. You weren't ready for it, neither was she. The glass dildo actually shoots out of you, you come so hard. It's really wet by now, and her hand wasn't ready. Make her pick it up, servant girl. You take her hand, bring it down to the glass dildo, and then bring it back up to your pussy, where she reinserts it and begins fucking you. Not nice and easy this time, but harsh. Your mouth goes back to my cock. You can't imagine how good your mouth feels on me. You are such a good girl. She's fucking you, and you have a cock in your mouth. Are you happy now? Is this the gift you wanted? It's not long after seeing this, my head begins to swell in your mouth. The skin of my balls begins to tighten up. Look at me when I come in your mouth, little servant girl. Don't take your beautiful eyes off of me. Fuck. I look back down at you, and you have not taken your beautiful blue eyes off of me. There was no need to hold your head in place. You had my cock as far down your mouth as you could possibly get it. Even when it brought a tear to your eye, you didn't waste a drop. Every bit of my cum you ate. The only time you took it out of your mouth was to take your finger and drain the last little bit out of the bottom, making a sweeping motion from the bottom of my cock to the top, making sure you got every last drop out. You licked that up too, didn't you, little cum slut? By this time, the other couple's on the floor. He's had enough of watching his girl fuck you, and he's doing her. They finished. They didn't stay for dinner, of course. They had other things to do, and so did we. This will not be the last story.